The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
So dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. A deeper understanding of big picture Islamic tarbiyah. In Islamic tarbiyah, when we look at children and trying to make them soldiers for the imam, what is our definition of religiosity? This is very important. What's our definition of religiosity? Is religiosity just getting someone to conform to the wajibat? Are we just worried about the outward, external behavior? Have we been successful if we've convinced someone to wear the hijab? Someone wasn't making salah, we've convinced them now to make salah. Is that the extent of what we're looking for when it comes to Islamic tarbiyah? Or are we looking for something deeper in Islamic tarbiyah? What happens, brothers and sisters, is we're going to be talking about, when we go over this discussion of karama, it's kind of a master key that unlocks many, many locks. If a parent doesn't understand the importance of karama, that goal, let's say there's a teacher, I'm in a classroom, I'm working with young children, but I don't understand the importance of karama. I'm a big brother, a big sister. I'm trying to help these people who are in my social circle to be effective soldiers, elite soldiers for the imam of the time, but I haven't understood karama. I won't be that effective. Big picture in Islam, big picture Islamic tarbiyah. When you see someone, let's say there's a brother or sister in faith, a mu'min or mu'mina, and this person has chosen, unfortunately, to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm standing and I'm defiant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is my whole job just to get this person to conform? Or is there something else? Big picture Islamic tarbiyah looks at the defiance of this particular individual as a reason or as a symptom of a greater cause. There's a reason why this person has chosen to stand up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, why would they do that? There's a reason. Let me give you a medical example and then let's move back. Let's say there was a doctor, right? Because what we're saying now is that misbehaving, it's a result of a spiritual ailment. Medical example. Let's say someone comes to a doctor, and this person who comes to a doctor has a fever. Let's say just a doctor who didn't really care. My whole focus is just bringing down this person's body temperature. But a doctor who's worth his or her salt will say, this is a symptom. There's something going on in your body. If I could fix that, the symptom would cure itself. My whole focus is not just bringing down your temperature, making you conform, getting your body right. I know there's something there. Otherwise, why do you have a fever? If I could address that, if I could fix that, these results would come. So I am concerned with the fever, but I'm more concerned, again, if that possibility is there with addressing the cause. Now, in Islamic tarbiyah, big picture Islamic tarbiyah, what we're trying to do is to create a system where a mu'min or mu'mina automatically without being forced, without being prompted, automatically wants to stay away from certain reprehensible actions. Let's put it in this way. We're strengthening the person's spiritual core, their spiritual immune system. If you have a strong spiritual immune system, you won't even get certain diseases. If I could strengthen your core, if I could fix that. So in Islamic tarbiyah, it's not just about getting someone to conform, that we see an action that they're doing that we disapprove of, which is wrong, and just trying to fix that. If the conditions are right, we want to fix that real problem. If we're training a small child, if we're involved actively in tarbiyah, I want to set this child on a course that automatically is going to lead to correct behavior. So, now let me just say something just to clarify what I'm saying. I don't want it to be taken this way, that you and I, we see someone who's misbehaving, who's doing something wrong, and we don't want to focus on doing al-amr bil ma'ruf and nahy an munkar. We do have to do that. That's absolutely wajib. If those four conditions are there, it's absolutely wajib to do verbal amr bil ma'ruf and nahy an munkar. We're not denying that. You have to. That's important. That's a challenge nowadays. And the ahadith about it, about those people who are indifferent when it comes to their brothers and sister, and them making mistakes and doing the wrong things and harming themselves and destructive behavior, are kind of scary. This one is from our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Our Prophet says this. This is about al-amr bil ma'ruf and nahy an munkar. Verbal opposition to wrong behavior. Speaking, talking, preaching, explaining. Not standing on the sidelines. The hadith is this. Inna Allah azza wa jal. Truly Allah, invincible and majestic is He. La yubghidhu al-mu'minu al-dha'if. Hates God, Arhamur Rahimeen, hates the weak mu'min, al-mu'min al-da'if, alladhi la deena lah, who has no deen. God hates that mu'min or mu'mina who's da'if, who's weak and has no deen. The Prophet was asked by the companions, they said, but who's that person who's a weak mu'min, who has no deen, that's so harsh? Who is that person? God forbid we not be that person. What did the Prophet say? The Prophet said this, الَّذِي لَا يَنْهَى عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. It's the one who sees munkar happening, sees wrong, and won't speak up. I just smile at everybody. I don't care about my brothers and sisters, right? Because otherwise, Amirul Mu'mineen taught us, man ahabbaka nahak. The person who loves you, sees you making a serious mistake. Man ahabbaka, the person who loves you, nahak, stops you. Why would I be so uncaring? Why would I just watch as this mu'min or mu'mina is standing in the way of a Mack truck? You're talking about qiyamah, and I'm just going to sit and smile or empower them? No. So I'm not talking, brothers and sisters, about the importance of al-amr ma'ruf and nahy munkar. That verbal amr bin ma'ruf and nahy munkar, that has to be there. We have a responsibility. Our necks are on the line. What I'm talking about is something a little bit deeper. Back to our medical example. If there was that doctor, and I saw that you had a problem, you had that severe fever, and my whole focus was just getting the fever down, but I didn't address, I didn't go further, if the grounds were there, it might actually be a disservice. Why is it a disservice? It might actually be cruel. Why would it be cruel? Let's say you could help me, you could fix me. I have a fever. you know that the fever is coming from something else, deeper. That needs to be fixed. You can't address it. The grounds are there. You don't. I now don't have the fever anymore. I might think I've been cured. I'm not even looking to go over. I don't think I'm sick anymore. So the righteous doctor, the caring doctor, if those grounds are there, I want to address the cause, not just the symptom. I have to do alam ma'ruf and nahy an munkar. But is there a way of addressing the cause? That way, brothers and sisters, is karama. That cause, if that Islamic dignity and self-worth can be developed, that will cure automatically many of the misbehaving.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen Ghafur Shakurun Wadud Qayyim وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.